Los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impact. Un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impact. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende, y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupobaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Here's a show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And I see a lot of people participating on today's Double Trouble on Twitter. Great stuff, my amigos. Also, I'm seeing still on the app only 110. So it's weird. I guess some of you can participate on the app and some of you can't. All right. Well, either way, the important part is that you know the correct answer. And if you got it wrong, then, well, that you've learned the lesson, right? All right. So let's take a look. Now, our winner today, ladies and gentlemen, is Anne's in my pants. Also, we got Manolo in there, Express as well. All right, so let's take a look, folks, at this Double Trouble. Temo decírtelo. Now, some people said, I'm afraid to tell you. That's fine, right? Temo decírtelo. I'm afraid to tell you. Now, I would say it a more natural way. I hate to tell you. Temo decírtelo. Me da mucha rabia decírtelo. We use that a lot. I hate to burst your bubble. No, aguarte la fiesta. I hate to ruin your day. Right? I hate to. Es como, me daría mucha pena. Temo decírtelo. So, I accept that I'm sorry to tell you también. Hay gente que ha puesto, I'm sorry, temo decirte. I'm sorry to tell you. I hate to tell you. Right? I'm afraid to tell you. Right? Those are different ways to say, temo decirte, o me da pena, como que no quiero decirte esto, right? So, good job, guys. The verb there, I'm afraid to, I'm sorry to, I hate to. Nobody said I hate to. That would be the one I would say, I hate to tell you, but, right? Okay, so, I'm sorry to tell you, but he's going to tell on you. To tell on. That's right. Now, I know you know the word tell because lo usamos siempre, ¿no? Además en el método Vaughan. Tell him, to tell him, to ask me, to ask her, to tell my... Right? So tell. But it's one of those words that has many more uses than just decir, right? To tell. Now, the biggest mistake with tell is a lot of people put the word to after it, and we don't. We don't say tell to him. We say tell him, right? And that is probably one of the biggest mistakes. So a common word, but also one of those big mistakes that you got to watch out for. So write it down. Tell, tachal, to. Y luego tenemos el him. Tell him, not tell to him. Now, another thing that I see with this word, too, another pronunciation problem, is people say, I told. Right? We got to finish our words, too. Told. I told him. I told her. I told them. Told. Right? A lo mejor lo usamos más que tell. Le dije. Right? Tell. Told. Told. So, I hate to tell you, or I'm sorry to tell you, but he's going to tell on you. Se va a chivar de ti. He's going to tell on you. That's right. In fact, this is one of the, the first chivarse that I ever learned in my life was this one. Not rat you out, because rat you out, he's going to rat you out. También se dice. Right? Con rata. He's going to rat you out. But I didn't learn that one until I started watching TV and pop culture and mafia movies. Se va a chivar. Es un soplón. He's a rat. He's going to rat you out. The first one we learn is to tell on. And you know why? Because think about it. What do you do when you're in kindergarten? If you do that, I'm going to tell on you. Me voy a chivar to tell. That's the kid version that we use, right? And somebody who tells on someone, acordaos, este on is importantísimo. Somebody who tells on somebody is a tattletale. Y estas son palabras que aprendemos en kindergarten. Tattletale. Oh, come on, man. Don't be a tattletale. Y se escribe T-A-T-T-L-E-T-A-L-E. Toma. Soplón, soplona. Right? Don't be. Now, again, in the mafia, you would not say, this guy's a tattletale. I'm going to cut his legs off. No, this guy's a rat. So it's good that you know that these have, you know, different weights. Tienen diferente peso, estas palabras. So el de niños, el de decir, oye, el de cada día es tell on. El de ya como me traicionaste is you ratted me out. You can say to rat someone out or to rat on someone. Right, chivarse. But again, this is more the me has traicionado. You failed me. Traicionar. I can't remember. Traicionado. Traicionar. I'm trying to think of the word in English. Hold it. But you betrayed me. You betrayed me. You betrayed my honor. Right. So to tell on, and somebody who tells on someone is a tattletale. So somebody who rats on someone is a rat. Right, jugando la misma idea, pero diferentes formas de decir esto. And guys, I'll tell you something. You go to tattletale, and you go to word reference. Oh no, you can go right over to Google and put tattletale synonyms. Okay, and a tattletale, right? A gossiper. Yeah, it's a bit different though. A blabbermouth. Blabbermouth es que siempre eres un soplón. Now, here's a different one. Para que veas que tenemos tres tipos de soplones. El, oye, tú le has dicho que yo le quité el chicle o la siento. O lo, right? That's a tattletale because you told on someone. In the mafia, you're a rat because you ratted somebody out or you ratted on that person. Right? But in a company, it's very different. In a company or in a government institution, you're a whistleblower. It is un sopla el pito, ¿no? Because why? You're saying, tenemos una falta aquí. And you can take a look right now. That's a very common word. So a whistleblower, somebody who comes out and says, aquí hay algo mal. And we've seen these. Edward Snowden is the one most people are thinking of. Edward Snowden, a whistleblower, right? A whistleblower. So again, tres formas de decir chivarse, chivato. ¿Y qué pasa? Pues cada uno en otro contexto. So one is more like betraying someone's trust. We had a code of honor. The mafia, that's rat. A whistleblower, man, nuestros secretos de la industria. Right? O destapaste algo, that's more whistleblower. And the one that we did when we were kids, oye, ella me ha quitado el tag, to tell on someone. All right? So again, when we learn these words, we need to learn their usage as well, right? And great job, everybody. Ooh, Carlos Grau gave us another one, snitch. Snitch. Now, esta es buena porque vale para los niños, no es el primero que aprendemos normalmente, y vale para la mafia. Pero para una empresa no es un snitch, porque te estás chivando de algo malo, se supone. Right? So no es tan malo un whistleblower. Bueno, the companies hate whistleblowers, right? They, oh, God, do they hate them. Government institutions, they hate whistleblowers. Because they say, aquí hay algo mal. Something is going on here. So, temo decírtelo, pero se va a chivar de ti. I hate to tell you, or I'm sorry to tell you, but he's going to tell on you, right? ¿Y qué nos dijo aquí? And then you will be told off. And then you'll tell him off. Echarle una bronca es to tell off. Otra vez, este verbo tell, mucho más que solo decir. Y es un verbo de los más usados, right? Estos verbos say, tell, have, do. I mean, we all know that. That's in any language. There are verbs that you just use more. There are adjectives that are just used more. And that's the way it goes. And I'm not even talking about in languages. You go down to the south and it's guillo. You go up in Madrid, it's tío, right? So it changes. Again, even inside a country, there are different choices of words, different ways to express yourself with something as simple as a greeting. Algo tan sencillo como un saludo, right? So interesting one. Interesting stuff. And that's, guys, those of you who have my book, by the way, I've been receiving a lot of photos of you guys with the book. Thank you so much for the feedback. Thanks for letting me know. If you guys don't have the book, you can get it now on Vaugantienda.com, Vaugantienda.com. And if not, as of the 20th, el 20 de este mes, it'll be everywhere. Que es, yo creo, el martes que viene. So it'll be everywhere. And we're planning an event, a launch event. Que os mantendré al día. I'll keep you posted when I have more information. We're just finalizing. Sí, lo decimos igual, finalizando. Just finalizing some of the details so that it is a killer, right? Brutal, killer event. And I hope to see you all there. So I'll give you more information. And if you want to get the book before that, that's fine. You're allowed. The same thing with Feria del Libro. People say, es que lo compré el otro día, pero me lo firmas ahora. No. Entonces, no. Of course. Pues claro que sí. Sure. The idea. Look, Mamen, who participates on Fitz's show and on Richard's show, she said, I got your book. I love it. I started reading it. Thank you very much, Mamen. And Richard signed it, and I signed it. But hey, guys, we sign each other's books. No? Si no está uno, el otro está. The other one can co-sign. Right? Can co-sign. And that happens a lot of times when Richard's not around. People say, tengo el de frases de en inglés, me lo firmo. Of course, sure, guys. That's the idea. And if we can just give you a little inspiration in that signature, that's, I think, what we want to do, too. Keep it up. You know, it takes a little hard work, but it's worth it. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do. Remember, we've got an active challenge on the app. Vamos a lo resolvemos, because 112, algo está mal. Vamos a intentar con otra también. Let's take a look. The correct answer was, I'm not going to bend over backwards for them. No voy a hacer el puente pino para ellos. Y, hombre, 94%. Wow. Bueno, de 112, que es un tercio de lo que solemos tener. Pero 94%, great job, guys, to bend over backwards, que lo vimos ayer, hacer el pino puente. And remember the verb to bend, doblar, plegar, to bend. Y es irregular, bend, bent, bent. O sea, la primera con D, los segundo y tercero con T, bent. All right, guys? All right, let's give him another one. A ver si está funcionando mejor la app ahora. Let's see. All right, guys. After 10 years, they decided to it quits. You remember I just taught you this one. Decir, hasta aquí hemos llegado. Right? Remember that we said it's una frase hecha que hemos visto hace nada, 20 minutillos. We just saw it. So if you guys want to participate in this challenge, you can go over to the app. And good luck, guys. Let's hope it's up and running and working okay. Fill in the blank. After 10 years, después de 10 años, They decided to it quits. Dinos, ¿qué es esta?
Hay sonidos que despiertan la curiosidad, estimulan tu cerebro, te llenan de energía, frecuencias que te sorprenden, con la que aprenderás siempre algo nuevo, con unas notas de ironía y humor, con vuestra participación, por supuesto, siempre muy importante, y un toque pianísimo para armonizar la tarde. The Sound of English, con David Goodell, de lunes a viernes a las 14 horas.
Inglés Express contiene una guía gramatical, un libro con vocabulario y ejercicios para practicar en voz alta y tres CDs de audio. Llévate a casa lo esencial del método Vaughan concentradísimo en un solo pack. Inglés Express. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
¿Quieres mandar a tus hijos a estudiar inglés a Estados Unidos?
Con nuestro programa Inmersión en Familia en Denver, tus hijos vivirán una experiencia alucinante mientras mejoran su inglés.
Disfrutarán de una inmersión total en el inglés.
Se alojarán con una familia americana.
Hablarán en inglés todo el tiempo y se integrarán como un miembro más de la familia.
Para jóvenes de 13 a 17 años.
Durante los meses de julio y agosto.
En Denver, Colorado, en un entorno natural único.
Regálales a tus hijos un verano inolvidable en Estados Unidos.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Name that movie.
That's right, my amigos, that's right, you know it. All right, well, folks, we're taking a look at today's Name That Movie. We already learned English with the long and winding road, the Beatles' swan song that I sang like a different song. Well, hey, why not? There's so much of that now, you know, making these mashups and things. All right, well, folks, this is a funny movie, very, very funny movie, and I still crack up when I see this movie. All right, so guys, good luck. I'll give you a little scene from the movie, and then you guys tell me on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM Alberto Alonso, the name of the movie, okay? And then we'll learn some English from it as well. Here we go. We'll find the purpose, the porpoise, excuse me. We'll find the porpoise. Whew, now I feel better. Of course, that might not do any good, you see. Nobody's missing a porpoise. It's a dolphin that's been taken. The common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Tersopius truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you, your attention to detail. There you go. So, there we go. A quick question here. Carlos Grau says, can call it quits also mean quedar en paces in terms of money? I would say we're even, ¿no? Quedar en paz, tú no me debes, yo no te debo. No solo con dinero, con favores, we're even. We can call it even, but call it quits is acabar algo, right? So maybe you're confused in that one. De hecho, quedar en paz es, yeah, I would say we're even. Estamos igualados, right? So with money and with favors and with everything. Let's see, my amigos. Oh, María Jesús says, I'm afraid to tell you, but he's going to chew on you. Now, to chew on you is masticarte. not a good idea. Pero sé dónde ibas, María Jesús. To chew you out es echarte una bronca. To chew you out. Pero me gusta, María Jesús, that's the idea, for you to use these phrasal verbs to see if we're using them correctly. Y la próxima vez que lo usa, lo va a usar bien, porque dice, ya sé que no es chew on you, a no ser que es un chicle. It's to chew somebody out. Otra vez, tan importante, right? That's the idea. All right, so, my amigos, that said, eso dicho, let's see. Okay, I see a bunch of you know today's movie. Let's see, there's Express, Carlos Grau, and Carolina. Carlos says it's a classic. Oh, dude, I love this freaking movie. It's just so funny. All right, so let's take a look at it. Now, the movie is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, right? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, starring, you guessed it, Jim Carrey. That's right, Jim Carrey. Courtney Cox was in the movie as well, from Friends. And, I love this movie. All right, so Lois Einhorn says, we'll find the porpoise. Now, even I made a mistake here, because she didn't say purpose, propósito, razón, purpose. No, she said porpoise, P-O-R-P-O-I-S-E, porpoise, porpoise. Now, what is a porpoise? A porpoise is an animal. It's a kind of animal, a porpoise, not purpose, porpoise, right? Now, you call it, what do you say? Let's see. Poor, vamos a ver, es que no me lo sé en español, ¿eh? I'm sure I know it, but maybe I haven't. Marsopa. Marsopla. So it's a sea mammal, mamífero del mar. Porpoise. Not purpose, porpoise. So obviously they're playing with that, those words there in this scene. So buscaremos la razón, buscaremos la marsopa. Right, es lo que está diciendo. So, we'll find the porpoise, dijo la detectiva. Right, the head of the police department. And Ace Ventura says to the lieutenant, teniente, Ace Ventura says, whew. Now, whew es wow, casi. Huh, ahora estoy aliviado. Phew or whew. Phew, W-H-E-W o P-H-E-W significa whew. Uy, right? I feel alivio. So, whew, now I feel better. Ahora sí que me encuentro mejor. Course, now course, muchas veces no decimos of course, sino course a secas. Course, that might not do any good. Now, if something doesn't do any good, no sirve de nada. We've looked at this structure, right? It doesn't do any good. So he goes, course, that might not do any good, you see. ¿Ves? Pero eso no sirve de nada, ¿ves? Because nobody's missing a porpoise. A nadie le falta una, tengo que aprender esta palabra, marsopa. Right? Is what Ace Ventura says. It's a dolphin that's been taken. Es un delfín que han secuestrado, que han robado. It's a dolphin that's been taken. The common harbor porpoise. Now, harbor es de la del puerto, de la bahía, right? In the harbor, San Francisco Harbor, right? Harbor. So he's saying the common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout. Now, abrupt es algo rápido, pero abrupt también es brusco. Bueno, brusco, ¿no? Rudo, áspero, right? Has an abrupt snout, S-N-O-U-T. Toma vocabulario. Snout es hocico. Good to know this one. S-N-O-U-T, snout. O sea, le está describiendo el hocico que lo tiene bastante brusco. Súbito, says here, right? Bueno, brusco, áspero, rudo. Right? That's what it says here. So, the common harbor, which nobody knows this, nadie sabe esto, menos Ace Ventura, and people who work, oceanologists and people who work with animals, they'll know this stuff, right? But the common, the layman, the common person doesn't know this, right? So the Common Harbor porpoise, es difícil porque ¿qué es decir porpoise? Has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth. Now, pointed es con punto, makes sense. Pointed teeth and a triangular thoracic fin. Now, I didn't say Jurassic, thoracic. Now, this is not a word that we use, right? Again, the layman, a person. Conducto torácico, thoracic. Relating, bueno, se puede ver que viene de tórax, ¿no? Now, in English, the thorax, we're looking at some biology here. Thorax, el tórax. In English, it's con TH. Okay? Thorax. So obviously these are very biological, you know, words that not everybody knows. The thorax, yes, but the adjective thoracic fin. Now the word fin we all know, a fin is una aleta, right? A fin, right? There you can see them on planes, you can see them on dolphins, and you can see them on many other different animals as well. Fins, F-I-N, right, is the word. While the bottlenose dolphin, el delfín de nariz botella, or, and he gives the genus, the Latin name, the Tursiops truncatus has an elongated beak. Now, elongated, long es largo, ¿no? So, alargado, alongado, estirado. Elongated, right? So, we do use a lot of Latin words when we're talking about the body and biological things. Elongated beak. And a beak is another great word. Now, this one's not so scientific. Birds have a beak. Beakle. So we learned a couple different words here. Fin, right? Beak, B-E-A-K, right? Snout, hocico, right? These are different words that we use in English. So he has an elongated beak, round, cone-shaped teeth, que es, tiene dientes redondos y con forma de cono, cone-shaped teeth, and serrated, now serrated, sierra, ¿te suena la palabra sierra? Como una sierra, serrated, right? Serrated, ¿ves? Te copiamos, cerrado, dentado. And a serrated dorsal appendage. Now, dorsal, dorsal, ¿no? Del dorsal, again, that's a, I believe it's a Latin word. And appendage, here's another word that everybody knows too. It's a Latin word that we use. Appendage, appendice. No, extremity. It's your arm, your leg. That's an appendage, appendage, right? So did you think you could learn so much biology from a funny, silly movie like Ace Ventura? Well, sure, if you're looking for it. And he says, but I'm sure you already knew that. Pero estoy seguro que tú ya lo sabías. Now, I believe he's being sarcastic there. Saying, pero tú, claro, eso ya lo tenías que saber, siendo tan experta, ¿no? O sea, no sabía ni qué animal era. Right? So that's the funny part over there. But I'm sure you already knew that. Pero seguro que eso ya lo sabías. And he goes, that's what turns me on about you. Eso es lo que me pone de ti. To turn me on, me enciende. Y mira, está escrito cha. That's what turns me on about you. Not about you, about you. Your attention to detail. Tu atención al detalle. Your attention to detail. And great movie, Ace Ventura. In fact, if you see the movie, doesn't it look like that the character of Ace Ventura is like a parrot, como un loro, like a tropical bird? Well, guess what? That's exactly what Jim Carrey used to model the character. Cómo andaba, cómo se vestía el pelo. Mírale, es un pájaro tropical. That's Jim Carrey's characterization of Ace Ventura. Guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back. So, stick around.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco. An ice cream? Yes, of course. What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft? Or a refreshing iced lemon drink? By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase. y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
The Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One hole or another.
That's right, it's Juanjo or another in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And Juanjo, happy Thursday afternoon. Que no es igual, eh? Happy Thursday afternoon. I don't know about you guys, I'm excited about, the rest of today. Friday, tomorrow, we're going to have an amazing show tomorrow, live on Facebook. As you know, you could tune in to the show and watch us on Fridays, remember, we'll be giving away, we'll make the decision this weekend. So by Friday, you have until tomorrow at the end of the show to participate in our contest to win the Summer Impact. So make sure you guys get your entries in ASAP. This way you can win this awesome free course. And, guys, as I said, later today, 4 o'clock, make sure to tune in to Cuatro. And this weekend, Sunday, if you guys are around at about 12:15, I'll be on Radio Nacional with Pepa Fernandez Forges on No Es Un Día Cualquiera. So, guys, make sure if you're available and you can tune in. I'd love to read your comments on all of these different things that we've got going on. And also this Sunday, I'll be celebrating, te lo puedes creer, Juanjo, 1 year. I've been married for one year. I got married last June 18th. And this Sunday, a year, first anniversary. So excited about that, too. And yes, it's been awesome. Todo el mundo, ¿qué tal? ¿Lo llevas casado? Great. I have no complaints at all. Well, that's what happens when you marry the person you want to marry. Right? You don't just marry somebody because it's time to marry somebody. You marry somebody because you say, I want to marry this person. This person wants to marry me. And we make each other's lives easier, not more difficult. Right? We're not burdens, lastres en la vida del otro. In fact, we try and help the other one. And that's really important. That's really important that, you know, your main objective is to make your partner shine. Hacer que tu pareja brille, right? And that sometimes means putting your own ego or your own preferences aside, right? I'm no relationship expert, but I imagine it's like everything, como todo en la vida, right? You got to give and take, toma y daca. And that's the key, that's the key. All right, well, folks, as always, we're having a great time here on the show. We've only got about 25 minutes left, so let's put the pedal to the metal. Yeah, we definitely have a problem with the app because there are only 83 participants, and I know that many more of you are out there participating. But don't worry, you can participate on Twitter if you want. Fill in the blank. After 10 years, they decided to it quits. Okay, si no te funciona por la app, me lo puedes decir por Twitter sin problema. No problem. Okay, buddies? All right, now let's see, Juanjo. I think I want to take a look at today in history. With the passing of weeks, months, and years. Let it be no mystery that now it's time for Today in History. That's right, folks. It's Today in History on the show with no name. And today in the year 1300, 1300, a long, long time ago, in the year 1300, an amazing place was founded. One of my favorite cities, a place that I've been to many times, and I know I'll go back to, is, celebrating a birthday today. Okay? And it's not famous birthdays. I mean, well, birthday, anniversary, whatever you want to call it. The city was founded today in 1300. Now, I'll tell you what. Let me give you guys some clues about the city. And you guys tell me what city I'm talking about. What do you think? Yeah? All right. Let's see. The population of this city. 345,141. O sea, poco menos de 350,000. It's the population of this city. The metro area has about a million inhabitants. Right? The metro. Because what's the city proper? And the metro area. Look at Paris, for example. You're talking about Paris, the city of Paris, and you're talking about the metro area. We're talking about all these suburbs and all these places where people commute and come in and out to work and to study in the big city, right? So same thing in New York. You count the people that live in New York City, okay, that's about 8 million. But count the amount of people that live in the metro area, you're talking about 14 million, right? Or something. I mean, the numbers are pretty crazy. Now, let's see. The city was founded in the early 14th century, as I said. It was founded by Diego López V. de Haro. Now, the Haro family here in Spain, H-A-R-O, if you guys are familiar with that family, Haro. H-A-R-O. What else can I tell you? I don't want to give it away either. Let's see. There's a very popular museum there. In fact, it brought a second life. The city's quite industrial. It has a river. The port area is quite industrial. But when they brought in this museum, it gentrified the area a bit and brought in more tourism, nice businesses. What else can I tell you? The food here is awesome. The food in this city is amazing. Any ideas yet? All right. Let's see. Their soccer team is quite famous, not only in their home territory, but the soccer team is quite famous. What else can I tell you? They have a very popular festival there every summer. And I've been many, many times to this festival. Ooh, Carolina says London. Ooh. Let's see. Oh, there's Express and Alexis. Look at that. The French guy and the Dominican guy guessed it. It's Bilbao. That's right. Today, Bilbao was founded in the year 1300. And I love this city, man. El Casco Viejo. I love going there, getting my zurrito. Right, there's a whole other language, and I'm not talking about just the ordering food and drinks language. Never mind Basque being its own separate language, but I'm talking about just to get by in the bars. Solo para apañarte en los bares. You have to know some very important words, such as, well, calimocho, we know that one from the south, pincho, right, the northern tapa, pincho, con X, pincho, zurrito. I needed to learn that, because I was walking around saying, una caña, un doble. And they're like, no, you're looking for a zurrito, is what you're looking for. And this city I'm talking about is, of course, Bilbao. What a wonderful city. I've been there several times. It's a city, but it also has a town-like feel. Entonces, se siente, hay veces que siente como un pueblo también. And I love how it's surrounded by these green hills, too. Which make it just a fascinating city. And the museum I was talking about is obviously the Guggenheim, right? The Guggenheim Bilbao. So, yeah, tons of reasons to go to Bilbao. And, well, if you haven't been there, you should check it out. I've been there, as I said, probably now about 5 or 6 times. And it's like every place I go to. You know, people are like, why don't you come to Cadiz more often? Or why don't you? Well, I'm not rich and I don't have a lot of free time. So there's your answer. I mean, if it were up to me, I'd be, oh, man, God, I would go to Bilbao more often, Santander, all these amazing places that are on this Iberian Peninsula. Even in Portugal. Portugal has some amazing places. Guys, I hope you know how lucky. I say it all the time, but I hope you guys know how lucky you are. Having everything right here at your fingertips, a vuestro alcance. And that's great. That's great. The city of Bilbao, founded today in the year 1300. Now, I don't know if there's a celebration today. Hay una celebración. Do they have a celebration on this day? My friends in Bilbao, you guys could tell me. I mean, I imagine you have to work. Do you have to work today? That stinks. If that's the case, but a beautiful city, and a city that's continues to grow and evolve. You know, it's not the same city it was 5, 10, 20 years ago, and it's a special place without a doubt. So happy birthday, Bilbao. Happy birthday. 1300. You've been around for a long time. Great job. All right. Well, folks, we've got a lot of stuff left to do on today's show. You know what? I think we're going to go to the app. Vamos a irnos a la aplicación, because I don't think it's working. Creo que no va, because here's what I'm seeing today. I'm seeing just a quarter or a third of the participation, and I'm seeing that the number of people getting it right are like always in the 90s. So 90 right now, 95% of you. But sure, something fishy, algo sospechoso, something weird is going on. But either way, guys, if you're having difficulty, if you're having trouble with the app, please let Vaughn Radio know. You can mention them. Mencionales is Vaughan_radio or Grupo Vaughan, and let them know that yours isn't working. So there we go, my amigos. There we go. Carolina says, when you gave us the clue, la pista, that the food is awesome, I knew of my mistake, or you found out about your mistake. Well, hey, London has good food, but you got to pay, you know, top dollar for it. Top dollar es como nosotros decimos, mucha pasta. You got to pay top dollar. Same thing in the States. You can eat good food. You can eat healthy food in my country. The thing is, get your credit card ready, because it ain't cheap, right? It ain't. Es no es, no muy jerga, pero así lo digo. All right, so on the app, we'll solve it, because creo que today we're having some glitches, problemillas. We're having a few glitches with the app, so we'll wrap it up there with the app. The correct answer was after 10 years, they decided to call it quits. And to call it quits is to literally say, hasta aquí hemos llegado. Call it quits. And bueno, se lo damos, Juanjo. Yo creo que tenemos números hoy espectaculares. 95% of you guys got it right. Great, great job. All right, guys, let's see what else we've got going on.
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
This summer, your kids want to go to the UK.
Pues claro que quieren. Y tú quieres que se vayan con total confianza y con todo bien atadito. Por eso Vaughan lanza su oferta de programas para jóvenes en Reino Unido para este verano. Volverán a casa con mil aventuras y te las contarán con acento british. Tenemos muchísimas opciones de alojamiento. En residencias, con una familia y hasta pueden alojarse con su propio profesor. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Right, folks, it's famous birthday trivia. Now, we've already wished our amigos in Bilbao a happy birthday. No, not you, amigos. Your city. Happy birthday to your city. And I forgot to mention, guys, Vaughan has an office in Bilbao. Estamos en Bilbao. I'll give you the phone number. 946-46-6116. That's the phone number. It's Grupo Vaughan, Bilbao. Let me see if I can pronounce the address. Esto es difícil, eh? Aguirre Legendakenreien Etor 26. All right? I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly. But, hey, tough one, huh? It looks like a major street, though. Parece una... Well, I'm looking at it. It's right next to the metro stop Deusto. Right next to the metro stop Deusto. So if you want to stop by our offices over there, feel free. We'd love to chat with you. All right, let's see who else is having a birthday. We've had Bilbao, the city, but now we've got some people, too. All right, born in 1964, an American actress and producer. She's best known for her role as Monica in Friends. I mentioned her name before, in fact. She was also Gail Weathers in the horror movies Scream, right? She was in Cougar Town as well, another popular series from a few years back. And, for Cougar Town, she earned her first Golden Globe nomination. But her start, the first time people saw her on a stage in front of a camera, was in Bruce Springsteen's video, Dancing in the Dark. And if you remember, in that video, he pulls a woman off stage. Out of the on stage. So he pulls her out of the audience on stage. And that woman in that video, or that girl, she wasn't she was a youngster, right? Jovenzuela, was this person, right? She was in the series Family Ties, too, a very popular series in the United States with Michael J. Fox. And as I said, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. She was in Seinfeld, which was probably one of the most popular shows ever in the States, next to Friends. Así que ha estado los dos más. And according to the Guinness Book of World Records in 2005, her and her female co-stars became the highest-paid TV actresses of all time. They were earning $1 million per episode of Friends. This was the final two seasons, right? They had to negotiate that, but, that's the story over there. So if you don't know who it is, you won't know now or ever. Number two, born in 1964, a Danish footballer. Danish. Dilo conmigo, danés. Danish. A Danish footballer. Now he's a coach, but he was known first as an amazing footballer. In fact, one of the greatest players of his generation. Not just my opinion, according to many pundits. You know this word? Pundits. P-U-N-D-I-T-S. Pundits. Comentaristas. No? Pundits. In fact, there are too many pundits on TV these days, giving their opinion about everything. Pundits. Right? And, well, during his career as a player, he won league titles. So, again, he wasn't just successful, but the teams he played for, Ajax, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus, I mean, these are some of the big, big European teams. And, he was an attacking midfielder. He was a member of Cruyff's dream team at Barcelona, and where he won 9 trophies, 4 Liga titles in a row, consecutivos, from 91 to 94, European Cup in 92, man. And then what did he do? He moved to their arch rivals, my team, Real Madrid, in 1994. And that's where he won his 5th Liga title. So this guy was just, man. I'm sure he had to buy a bigger house or get a storage unit to fit all these trophies. I'm sure of it. Right? So, amigos. If you don't know who it is, again, you won't. In fact, there aren't many huge... I mean, yeah, if you know football, then there aren't many huge Danish players, right? Or Scandinavian in general. I mean, you've got some. Some consider him the greatest Scandinavian player ever. And, that's competing with the now, the current, actual... Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who's also of Scandinavian descent. And, he coached Getafe. I forgot to mention that. He was a coach for Getafe here in Madrid as well. So, he did really good with Getafe, in fact. I remember everybody, even Madridistas, the culé, all the different press gave him a lot of praise, elogio. And I think if they love you as a player and you're a good coach, I mean, you don't have to be a Zidane or a Pep Guardiola, but if you're a good coach, because not everybody can win a league every year, you see what I mean? Then people will love you and respect you. And I think, he's respected by all, right? There are a lot of players who aren't respected by all. And, this guy is one who I think nobody really has any bad words to say about him. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, he was born in 1973. Okay? 1973, an American actor and singer. Also a magician. un mago, a magician. And, well, let's see, where would you have seen this guy? Well, his most popular role, at least when I was a kid, was Doogie Howser, M.D., medical doctor. It was about a young child prodigy who was, you know, ahead of his time. He was, you know, in all the super classes. I mean, he graduated but years before everybody else his age. And then, well, you didn't hear much from him. He was in some movies, you know, in the 2000s, such as Harold and Kumar, Starship Troopers, The Smurfs, and the sequel to The Smurfs, Los Pitufos. Right. There, you know, he's there. He's been doing work. In fact, in 2014, which is quite recently, he got the Tony Award, the highest award in theater, in American theater, for best leading actor in a musical. So this guy is not just a child, another person who started as a child actor and was able to weather, aguantar, no, usamos la palabra, weather the storm, to weather Hollywood, to get out alive, right, and to still be doing something. And his comeback, I mean, all these movies he was in and stuff, but his real comeback, when people just said, wow, this guy is just great, this guy is, man, I could watch this character all day, every day, was How I Met Your Mother. He played the character of Barney Stinson in the series How I Met Your Mother. I recommend you guys check that one out. I think it's easy to watch, right? I don't think it's a tough movie to follow, right? So those are today's three famous birthdays, amigos. Let's see if anybody's got them. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Carolina! Wow, Carolina. You're like Doogie Howser, light years ahead of your of the other students today, your fellow classmates. So great job, Carolina. Let's see. Jaster as well. Nice job, Jaster, knowing today's famous birthdays. Let's see if we get that third person. I think they were easy. The first one was easy. The second, yeah, guys, I don't think you needed to Google them today. You know, some days, I admit, they're a little bit more obscure. Rebuscado, menos conocido. Obscure. Me encanta esta palabra, right? This is an obscure album. No mucha gente lo tiene. All right, there's Miguelito getting it as well. Nice job, Miguelito. Okay, well, number one was Courtney Cox. That's right, the actress who played Monica on Friends. She was in Scream. She was in many, many other movies as well, and also a businesswoman as well, a producer, and well, she's done so many things. She has her own production company as well, and so she's always working. One of those people that is constantly working, Courtney Cox. Number two, Michael Laudrup. Michael Laudrup, who is the, well, everybody, again, I don't think he has too many enemies. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he's a likable guy. Que cae bien is he's a likable guy, and that's number two. And last but not least is Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris, very funny actor, but also very talented because he sings, he dances, he does magic tricks. One of these old school entertainers. Me recuerda, you know, these entertainers from vaudeville that you needed to know how to sing, dance, tell jokes, and all that stuff. And I think he's one of those. He's one of those classic actors. All right, well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Unfortunately, we've got to get going. But, hey, guys, tune in to La Cuatro at Cuatro, and you can see me on Danny Flo. Remember, hashtag DannyFlo76. All right, guys, look forward to reading your comments. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.